Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
If you all haven't enjoyed yesterday's Sit and Spin with Ryan Castle, I want to check out the Greatest Story Never Told podcast. Available now, radio.com. Check out episode number 52, simply titled Vinny. Greatest Story Never Told. Available now at radio.com.
I don't even know what it's about, and I'm laughing.
Our question in life, love, or food, what for you is a or was a deal breaker? 206-421-ROCK.
I'll just share this one quick reply with you. It says, I dated a girl who wiped her butt back to front. Okay. It's not the thing to do, man.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would know.
Maybe he saw.
Okay.
Maybe she brought it up. I don't know. But I'm right there with you, bro. Sometimes not knowing is the other half of the battle. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the Men's Room.
¿Qué pasa?
Hola.
Hola, gentlemen. How's the day?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Wonderful. So my thing was, or still is, I can't eat duck eggs or any waterfowl eggs whatsoever. Like goose eggs and duck eggs pretty much are okay. What I've had my experience with. It is excruciating, full body purge, both ends, and it feels like somebody's stabbing me in the gut with a buck knife.
Well, the good news is you don't run into that too often, do you?
Well, I have four ducks, so that's actually what caused me a lot of pain is when they just first start laying, my wife thought that she could tell the difference between the chicken and the duck eggs, and apparently she couldn't, and fed me a duck egg, and that caused me to have a lot of pain all over again.
Why do you have four ducks?
When we first bought our house, you couldn't walk through the yard without stepping on a slug, and the ducks eat slugs and their slug larvae or eggs, whatever they are. So they clean up all the slugs out of the yard.
You had that many slugs in your yard that you were like, man, we need to get some ducks.
Yeah, it was disgusting. And we do a lot of gardening. So slugs obviously devastate gardens.
Right, yeah. I know that. I mean, look, I don't like slugs. I think they are befitting of their name. I've just never heard anyone deal with so many that you actually got ducks.
Okay, but ducks, they fly away. How do you keep ducks, like, on your property? They're ducks.
Oh, well, they're Indian runners, so they're too fat and lazy to fly away.
All right, okay, all right.
And, oh, yeah, they're fat, lazy ducks.
Yeah. Now, do you live with someone?
Yeah, I live with my wife and two kids.
Okay, has there ever been a time in your life where you were close to something with somebody else that you thought, based on their actions, would be a deal breaker or was a deal breaker?
Yeah, I guess my wife's a vegetarian. I was like, man, well, I can't eat meat every single day.
Oh, no, wait. How does that affect you?
I guess I eat healthier because I don't eat as much red meat.
Okay.
But if we go out as a group of guys, you're going to want to go get barbecue, right?
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, what meal would you get if we said, all right, me and Miles are taking you out, where do you want to go?
That's what happens.
Oh, man, let's go to Kelly's Barbecue. Oh, so good.
Okay.
I know. I'll eat a pig bath if you cook it right.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that either. Everybody likes pork butt. I know for a fact that when couples are together, people go out of town. They go out of town for 2 or 3 days, whatever the deal is.
the person who's at home, they get to do whatever they want to do.
Of course.
With all the things that they haven't been able to do. That includes the food, where you go eat, everything else.
And a lot, so like my parents, all right, and they're getting up there in age. My father's 80. My mom is, she's 24 years old. Just in case she's listening, she'll feel better. She's 24 years old. But as my father gets older, you know, the doctors obviously like, you know, lay off of this, lay off of blah, blah, blah. So one thing he loves and has always loved is vanilla ice cream. The other thing he loves are peanuts. Now, my mom is going to watch him like a hawk because he likes these things. But again, the doctor has said, just cut back.
Sure.
She went, what did she say? I don't know. It was like 3 days, you know, girls' weekend. They did the spa in Arizona, all that kind of crap. She's like, man, I get home. There are like two trash bags outside. It's like, it's all just ice cream containers and empty peanut jars. I was like, yeah, because you're not home.
Right.
That's exactly what they do. Castle, right? So Castle's wife eats exceptionally healthy. Has a few different dietary restrictions, but just she's a healthy person in general. And Castle is now, but not always by choice. But I know she goes out to town. Like, work will send her to, oh, God, mm-hmm. where it was like New Zealand or something, right?
He's going to Ballard Mandarin.
Dude, so my Chinese food, dude,
yeah.
He gorges himself. And he's like, listen, I drop her off at the airport and, like, I stop at the Golden Temple and just load up. That's all he eats while she's gone. Because
mm-hmm.
when she gets back, he ain't eating it.
In life, love, or food, what for you was a deal breaker? 206-421-ROCK. Here is a deal breaker right here. Phil Collins. We all know Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible 80s solo artist, drummer for the band known as Genesis.
He was a guy that if you just stared at him for 30 seconds, you could watch his forehead grow.
He has allegedly split with his ex-wife again, and this time he also reportedly has plans to file an eviction lawsuit to get her to leave his $33 million damn. Florida mansion. Pair first met when she was 21 years old. She was working during his 1994 tour in Switzerland. They married in 1999. They do have two teenage sons together, Nicholas and Matthew. Ultimately, they split 7 years later. Well, in 2008, Collins reportedly paid her $46.68 million in a divorce settlement. That was the largest divorce settlement in British legal history at the time.
Congratulations.
You win. After she divorced her second husband, investment banker Charles Magotti, in 2016, the couple then again picked up right where they left off and reconciled.
Okay.
Collins told People at the time, it wasn't something we wanted to make a song and dance about, but obviously when you have children, there's two ways you can go. You can go the nasty way, or you can go the nice way. We always went the nice way, and we realized that we missed each other. But 4 years on, it appears their relationship has once again run its course, as TMZ is reporting that things are officially over between the musician and his on-again, off-again wife, after she secretly got married to another man in August. Yeah. According to the sources, Collins asked his wife to move out of his Miami home, giving her a deadline of last Friday, a deadline she has failed to meet. Instead, she allegedly changed all the house's security codes, has been unruly with the staff, and is threatening to release false and embarrassing accusations about him unless he negotiates or renegotiates their 2008 divorce settlement, where he paid her, again, $46.68 million, the largest in British legal history.
So wait a minute.
At that time,
I paid you that much money. Now, we reconciled for a while, and then while we are together, you secretly married someone else, and now it's up to me to protect myself from you by giving you more money.
That is correct.
Jesus, man.
That is insane.
TMZ goes on to claim that she married 31-year-old business Thomas Bates in August after telling Collins she was just going to Vegas on a business trip. A representative for Collins told People they had no comment on the matter, and the lawyer said, we will deal with Mr. Collins in the courthouse, not in the gossip column.
I would like to think, and God only knows how this crap works with celebrities, I would like to think the court will be kind to Phil, assuming that what we are reading there is true. They're like, yeah, he doesn't know you anything.
Would you stay with someone who you knew was dating other people and someone else?
I mean, if that's how...
If you had a somewhat of a relationship, you know what I mean? I mean, it's different if you're just dating and you date other people.
Mm-hmm.
But would you knowingly date someone, it kind of like in an open relationship?
I was going to say, is it known? Is it an open relationship? Or am I just finding out that they're dating someone?
Right, that's two... If it's open, you go, all right.
Either way.
Open, whatever. You know, we agreed to that.
Right.
If it's, oh, hey, baby, listen, I just got married on my business trip, but I want to stay in the house, like... I'm going to say probably a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Boy, she seems evil. By the way, and I don't know if this is true, but I guess Steve Miggs from The Morning Show, someone here says, Phil Collins told Steve Miggs when he was like 10 years old or something to F off, kid.
You kidding? <Ooh. laughs> You've got to be kidding me.
That is very funny if that's true.
Well, Phil Collins got ruined for me on this show.
What
we did a
sit
and spin. Like, I used to really like Phil Collins. And I found out all his songs are sad.
Look, man, yeah. I truly like Phil Collins. Like his solo stuff, I love the stuff of Genesis. I know he's sad, but I still like it. Like, he took sadness and still made it catchy. Even the In the Air Tonight, right? With that iconic drum beat, all that stuff. He's not happy in that song at all.
Yeah.
But it's still an awesome song.
Yeah, I mean, Phil Collins is one of the few people I'd use the word melancholy.
He is. He is. He's a bitter,
but now that you
angry
know
person.
That he is the guy who had the biggest divorce settlement in the history of England,
yeah,
then there's no way. There's no way that this could be a happy guy. I mean, you're Phil right. Collins. You're not Paul McCartney.
I think it depends.
You're not, you know what I mean? You're not Elton John.
Oh, right. Okay,
I mean, you're Phil
saying.
Collins, which I'm not saying is not really a big deal. It is a big
but
deal.
But it depends if you're moving. Like, look, what was it? Jeff Bezos? I don't remember what he, how much money he gave his ex-wife to just go away, but everyone's like, that's an extraordinary amount of money. I'm like, right. But in the time it takes him to write the check, he made that money back. He doesn't look any worse for wear.
Okay. Right?
Every time you see Bezos, he's still like, it's all good, player.
Would you go out with somebody who insisted that you live within a block of where they grew up in their parents' home?
I mean, that's not something I can deal with.
Okay. I would.
I've got a buddy who just did that. He just moved back, basically, on their property, and they're currently building a home on her parents' property.
I hear that a lot, and it blows. And it's just how I grew up. I mean, my parents were both, I guess, the black sheep of their family, so they both moved away from home, met away from home, and then we moved around a lot as a kid. So in my mind, it was always like, look, man, you graduate high school, get kicked out of college, get a job, and then move away, which is pretty much what I did. In fact, moved 3,000 miles away from Baltimore all the way to Seattle. Then I had a kid, and my parents are like, we're moving to Seattle. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, but it's not on the same block.
It's
not in walking distance.
The rent in here, and this is a true potential stress thing in my life right now, right? So the house they're renting, they're in West Seattle. Very convenient to get to right now. They're in West Seattle, and the lease is up like the end of March or whenever the hell it is, and they're still deciding where it is they want to go because it's retirement age. The world is their oyster, but because they haven't decided, and there's travel restrictions everywhere, they might be living in my basement.
Oh.
Like, for real. I mean, I actually redid a bedroom down there. Granted, it had blue shag carpet. It was time to go. But I kind of redid a basement, just going.
Do they like
why
they
would
did?
They just rent another house?
For money. Because the thing is, they feel like, as they explained it to me, they say, look, our grandkids are old enough that they will remember us, they know us, they love us, all that stuff. So at this point, we can ride out our days. They've thrown out Mexico, they throw up Brussels, they throw up Malta, right? They're like, look, that's what we want to do. Go somewhere sunny, somewhere warm, and that's it. And I told them, please go somewhere, because I will come visit you if you live someplace cool, right? But if they sign up for another lease, it's either 6 months or a year or whatever. They just want to be tied down like that.
All right.
So the alternative, is their youngest son. That would be me. Not the rich guy that does the NFL and works for NASA, but me, the big mouth on radio. They'd be living in my basement.
That's because you're close and convenient.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But as I'm saying, I would never move to my parents' property.
But that could
I was homeless for three. I could have moved back home, except my philosophy was, you already moved out of your parents' house. Once you make that decision.
But that could be a deal breaker for a lot of people as far as if their parents are moving into a home.
Well, I have to run this by the wife, and I'm thinking, you know, she's going to, this will be my easy out. You know, she's like, okay. I'm like, wow, no. Make it difficult. Say no, that way I have an excuse. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens, but it's.
Yeah, I mean, that one wouldn't bug me, but I know a bunch of people back east. They all do that.
Yeah. What, have folks move back in?
Not folks move back in, but like some of them like get enough money and then move like to a different county where there's more space and they all live on the same block or,
okay.
You know what I mean? I have plenty of friends, you know, and like.
That is definitely, I see that a lot on the East Coast, they big long-ass families. I just couldn't do it. And one, like every time.
Well, the houses here have in-law suites built in the bottom of them.
Like,
a lot of the
I think sometimes, too, it's for kids. Right, it's like some of my cousins like live near each other, but it also helped because they all had kids
the
around the same age.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, I get it, man. Yeah. I get that part. I could live near my sibling. I think. You know, I said, all right, well, your brother's down the street. If he had kids, you could like run with your cousins, something like that. But I can't imagine voluntarily moving back toward my parents, even though they might move in with me.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know in the tone of my voice,
right?
Whether
right.
or not it happens.
Is there any rules as far as dating people that your friends have gone out with, as far as that being a deal breaker right out of the gate?
Depends on their relationship. Because some of them, like if they had like a serious relationship or it's like their ex-wife, probably not.
Okay.
But if it's if it's just like they date it for a couple months or whatever, or I dated her for a couple months, like, go ahead, Miles.
Do you check
with that?
You're up, dude. Do you check with that person first?
Yeah.
I think it's the right thing.
Yeah, I think you should.
Just inform them.
Yeah, just let them. You don't have to be
hey, man, you know, for the last 3 months I've been banging Sheila.
How about
it goes the other way, too.
What do you mean?
Like, sometimes you got to be like, hey, just so you know, I don't know if you're going to start dating her serious, but we did hook up once. Just getting it out there.
Okay. All right.
Eskimo brother.
Now
dap it up, you crazy son of a...
Now, what about if this person told you in confidence that, you know, that person had told them that they had herpes or venereal disease?
Well, I hope she would have told me before we got intimate.
Yeah, okay. And then what...
Yeah, are we smoking a cigarette after the fact?
Would that be a deal breaker?
No.
Ooh. I have to meet this person. I've gone on a couple dates before I decide whether or not I want to share herpes.
Okay.
Well, it's if they're having
it's
an
not
outbreak is
it's
when
not
you would share
it. You're
going
to share it.
Yeah. Right. I mean, generally, if someone's having an outbreak, they'd be like, hey, not tonight.
But there are dating sites just for that.
Sure. Yeah.
And there's a reason for that. Because most, you know, once that's addressed, a lot of people don't want to go out with people.
Oh, and man, by the way, we have a correction. It was not Phil Collins that told Steve, makes the F off. Many people have chimed in. It was Billy Joel.
Oh, that makes more sense.
With his fat little meaty fingers told...
Billy Joel told Migs to...
Billy Joel was an alcoholic. I can see that. Remember, this dude... Now, when we were kids, Billy Joel, he was okay. But we didn't realize what a drunken mess he was. But when you're a drunken mess and some kid you don't know does anything, I'm like, F you, kid. Mm-hmm.
Here's a crazy story out of...
Damn. Somehow that's worse.
Crazy story out of Germany. A former marketing executive was chastised by his bosses for being, quote, too American, wearing khaki pants to work, and being too old, according to an EEO commission complaint.
Dang.
Gray Holland, the former chief marketing officer of Boyden World Corporation, which is a high-profile consulting and talent acquisition firm, claims he was unlawfully canned after he complained about the discriminatory remarks, according to the state. It was very upsetting, and the kind of the way it happened was quite disconcerting. Beginning in late 2017, Boyden's board of director chairman and managing partner of Germany stated that he made frequent derogatory comments about Hollett's nationality, saying he was, quote, too American and needed to be, quote, more European. According
you
to the
hired state. An American.
During the course of my employment at Boyden, I became aware that the chairman, other European partners, and board members held openly and blatantly discriminatory attitudes toward certain employees, like myself, that were born and raised in the United States. Boyden, which was created in the Bronx, New York, has over 65 offices around the world. He chose to go to Germany because he wanted to spend a few years there and check out the country. He said the discriminatory and hostile anti-American comments were consistent and that the firm held an anti-American bias as well, according to the filings. But the main thing is the khaki pants and button-down shirt with a pullover sweater. That's
like
what
he was from Virginia.
Wore every day.
Yeah. Everyone in Northern Virginia looks like that.
Pretty much.
Yeah, what's wrong with wearing some khakis? I mean, look, I don't wear a ton
of
khakis.
I don't know,
ask Mike. Yeah. Like, wear some khakis.
Mike was our khaki guy for a while. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, he'd worked there for 13 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I think during the course of his time working there, they started hiring younger people. So he's like, look, man, I'm wearing jeans and t-shirts, which is what you do now, right? Mm-hmm.
Has there ever been anything with you guys at a job that was a deal breaker?
When I first moved to New Orleans, at a job interview at a pretty decent restaurant, and I'm meeting with the general manager, and it's one of the best job interviews I've had. You know, like, you meet someone and sometimes you just know you're going to get along, right? And me and her, we are hitting it off. It was fantastic. And she was like, dude, when can you start? I'm like, I can start right now. And she ends it with, well, the one thing we do here, we drug test. Right, so okay. So she's like, is that a problem? I said, it is not a problem for me, but I do believe some of my test results might be a problem for you. And you could tell this upset her, not like she's angry, but like she wanted to hire me, I wanted to work there. And I'm like, there's no way around it. She's like, no. And I said, well, listen, this is the last ditch effort that I can offer you. How much did the drug test cost? She said it was like $80 or something. I said, I can save you the $80 and tell you exactly what's in my system. Right, I'm already saving you money, and I'll tell you what you'll find. You might not like how long the list is, but look, I still show up, but I could not get the job.
Damn.
And it sucked. I'm like, it's a restaurant. Why would you drug test? Like, are you trying to close down? do you not want employees? You realize your waitstaff's on coke. Everyone in the kitchen is smoking weed all day. I mean, like, this is how
there's a ton of deal breakers for people who are hiring people.
There are. There was a guy, man, I hate even telling the story. I want you to keep in mind, I was homeless at the time. Just keep that in mind. I am homeless. I am looking for a job. At that time, my only skill set is cooking. So I show up at this very high-end restaurant, but I'd heard they are hiring for one person more in the kitchen. And there was a dude already being interviewed when I got there. So the restaurant's closed, but we're in the restaurant. The general manager's talking to this guy, and all I can think is like, man, this life just sucks. I'm not going to get hired. I mean, you're homeless, and here's a guy. The dude showed up in his chef coat, right? That kind of thing. They finish their interview. This general manager calls me over. I'm just waiting for him to tell me, well, you know, I think I'm going to go with the other guy. We finish the interview, and he looks at me and goes, it's just honest to God truth. He goes, I was so glad when you showed up. Because that last guy interviewed was so ugly. And it's an open kitchen. I swear to God, I was like, what? He's like, look, I'm not going to lie to you. He's like, that guy was so ugly. And the whole time I'm interviewing him, it's like, I can't have customers see him. He's like, you don't want to eat food and look at this guy. So, honest to God.
You got the job.
I got the job. And that's when I started getting money and bought, got a place. I swear, that's sad, but
because
true.
The other guy was so ugly.
He was so ugly.
That they wouldn't hire him, which got you out of being homeless.
That is 100% correct. That is absolutely sad but true.
How did you get out of it? I'm not ugly.
I interviewed had an ugly guy.
In life, love, or food, what for you was a deal breaker? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Body can be a deal breaker. Physical attributes can be a deal breaker.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of things can be a deal breaker. For an example, we used to have a guy who worked with us, and you could smell his breath from across the room.
Yes.
Now, we have said many times that this guy had an unbelievably attractive wife.
I don't know how.
Ever go out with somebody whose breath smelled like that?
Not all the time. I understand.
But it did all the time.
Up in the right.
But it did all the time.
Out of his nose, it did. And that's what... He was known to have really bad breath, and not like kind of bad breath, like obscenely bad breath. But the one time we're in the studio and we realize his mouth is closed, he's just exhaling through his nose, and we could smell it again, probably 6 feet away, I'm guessing. Yeah. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And, but yeah, when he introduced us to his wife, I'm thinking, oh man, I feel bad for this. Holy cow, yep. That woman is gorgeous.
I ended up living beside a group of swimmers.
All right.
So there were four girls in the house. Three girls were on the swim team. The other girl was a gymnast. All right.
Damn.
So they all lived in the same house together. And a couple things you need to know. I was playing football at the time, so we all used the same physical training room facilities. If anybody was injured or anything like that, you know, you would go and get your PT, do whatever you needed to do. But trainers were all in one area, whether you're a basketball player, football player,
sure.
It didn't really matter. You played sports. So you knew a lot of the other athletes that did different things. One thing that I didn't realize was, is as hard as the football team threw down when we were able to drink and party,
yeah.
The swimming team, they would absolutely annihilate us in any type of alcohol-related activity. I mean, they could throw down.
Don't you feel like that at every Summer Olympics, the side story you hear, right? Mm-hmm. The side story you hear are the swimmers from every team that has fielded swimmers, every country that fielded swimmers, like, they're the Ryan Lochte. I mean, they're the ones that go nuts.
I was in a bar one night. We got into it with a group of their friends who were on the guys swim team.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that I was with, who had beat my ass probably a month prior, my roommate, who was a huge dude, he was a big guy, he played defensive tackle. This guy starts jawing at him from the swimming team, and I'm like, oh, this is not going to end well. This is not going to end well. He knocked Warren out in this bar, and I thought to myself, oh, God, what am I going to do? The bar erupts into this fight, and I'm standing there, and I get punched a couple times, thrown to the ground, and it didn't even hurt because I'm still looking at my buddy going, are you going to get up? What the hell happened?
You're the one we're counting on.
He knocked him out with one punch. But anyway, so these girls next door, I ended up hooking up with one of the girls next door.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a swimmer. And I'm going to try to say, she drank a ton of vodka.
All right.
All the time. She smelled like vodka.
Everywhere?
Everywhere. But she also smelled like chlorine. Like she was constantly sweating. Because, you know, swimmers in the pool in the morning and the afternoon, they practice more than anybody else. Maybe the band is the only thing that practices more than the swimmers. You know, I'm dead serious. But I cannot describe the smell. I cannot describe how her skin felt, but it was like very slimy, very oily, and smelled
and just
like
so chlorine. You're having sex, and the more she sweats, the grosser
vodka.
She's getting.
It was just this smell. And it was one and done.
Right.
It was one and done. I'm sure that was fine with her. I don't think we never hooked up again.
But right.
I will never forget that because she was very attractive.
Something about the slimy texture. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, man, look, when you're having sex, you just fight through smells. Because, like I said, sex only smells good to you if you're the person having sex.
Right.
You walk into a room after someone else has had sex, you're like, oh, my God, man.
Yeah.
But if I'm touching you and, like, your skin is slimy because your sweat is thick.
Right.
Yeah, then
it was like a sheen of vodka and chlorine. That's the only way I can describe it.
We're talking about bad breath. Somebody here says, one of my aunties has halitosis, strapped in a car with her. All bad.
And life, love, or food, what was for you a deal breaker? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Hillary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Can you hear me all right?
Oh, yes, we can.
We got you, Hillary.
So, I left a job once because they kept playing Sting, Fields of Gold on the music, and I just couldn't handle it.
How long did you deal with Sting before you finally quit?
It was only a couple times. I really hate Sting. my dad always, whenever he's going through a breakup, plays an album nonstop. And one time we were visiting him in the summer for like 7 weeks, right after he had a breakup. And he played like the video, like the VHS version of one of his albums nonstop on the television. And my entire family, we just hate Sting now.
So to the point that what were you doing for a living? Was this like working at a retail or something?
Yeah, it was at Sears. I was one of those people who was like folding clothes and putting things on hangers.
All right.
And it was right before like the economic downturn. Like it was like 2006. So no one was shopping and it was just thankless and awful. And I already kind of wanted to leave. And then Fields of Gold came on and I faked sick. I went home. Called the next day and said, you know, I'm not coming back.
Can't take Sting anymore.
Did you tell them it was Sting or did you tell them something else?
No, I just said I couldn't do it anymore.
Well, look, even music is one of those things that can divide people.
Yes.
As far as
well,
what
if you,
you
live
like,
with them,
right,
for
that's,
sure.
That's what I mean. If you, you know, what they like, what you like, if you want to go to concerts, maybe they're not into what you like, what, maybe you're not into what they like, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm all right with that part.
As far as the, as far as the stink, I just remember this one. I'm not going to out anybody here. As far as who they are, somebody that I know, they had to go, they went to the dentist for something, and then from there, they needed to go someplace else to like an oral surgeon or some specialist or whatever. Either way, this is a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.